What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back to the Built on Bitcoin podcast, where we cover all the innovation happening inside the Bitcoin ecosystem. I am your host, Jacob Brown, which you'll see me around as Jake Blockchain. And this is a This Week in Bitcoin episode, so I'm going to keep you updated on all the happenings across Bitcoin main chain, Stax, Lightning, Sovereign, Blockstream, everything I found. And we'll touch a little bit on the Ethereum merge because it's a pretty monumental moment. So without further ado, you know, I try to keep this to like 10 minutes so I can get you in and out and updated. So let's jump right in. And first, we'll start with Bitcoin main chain. And there's a few, these ones are always harder to follow and track because they're more like narrative things. It's rare that Bitcoin has some big tech changes to go on. But there are some big stats that happen. So first of all, Bitcoin celebrated 5,000 days of uptime, which is, you know, if you're a server admin, you're probably like, holy-ish. But that's an insane stat. So super resilient network and the way it's designed. Contrast that with something like Solana. I mean, that's shut down like 12 times in the past month. So pretty crazy. Pretty incredible that the way it was designed and it has been maintained over time, it's been that resilient, which you critically need for what Bitcoin is trying to accomplish. So that's pretty cool. Next big update, Charles Schwab, Citadel, and Fidelity, which are huge financial firms with tons of money under management, announced a new crypto exchange called EDX Markets, which doesn't sound that interesting. Why need another crypto exchange? The main thing for them is that they control it. So that's cool, whatever, more people into it. The big plus here is that between those two firms, Schwab and Fidelity, they have almost $20 trillion of assets under management. So between them two and BlackRock, they're just huge players coming into the game and offering their constituents direct access or easier access to Bitcoin. So, I mean, the market cap of Bitcoin right now is what, like $400 billion? So even if like 1% of some of these users end up using this platform and putting some of their assets away from something like gold or real estate into Bitcoin, that's a massive, massive move that, you know, it's a bullish outlook. So good to see that. The easier you make it for these people, the more they're going to be inclined to see Bitcoin as less risky and maybe move a percentage of their assets into that. So bullish move for them. Not financial advice, obviously. All right, next up, another big stat for the network is Bitcoin miners reached an all-time high hash rate. So it's kind of crazy because energy prices are kind of like going nuts across the globe and Bitcoin prices down, but Bitcoin miners are clearly still bullish. So yeah, new all-time high hash rate was hit, which is dope. And then last for Bitcoin main chain, Russia is considering using Bitcoin for international trade. So they're doing some preliminary research and maybe in 2023 are considering putting it up for a vote in some fashion, which if you haven't been following some of the kind of like energy trade debate, the US dollar is somewhat propped up because most energy trade is done and denominated in US dollars. So there's a big debate right now between OPEC, China, Russia, US on what should be kind of like the main base currency, especially after sanctions happened. So the yuan is being considered, other kinds too. So the Russia considering Bitcoin for that would be absolutely huge. And yeah, that's what I saw for Bitcoin. So let's jump straight over into Stax now. So for Stax, I saw there's something called QuickNode, which a node is you know, a piece of software that looks for transactions. It's this whole trust don't verify movement where you can be confirmed that your transactions out there pending and what the actual like state of the network looks like because you're just out listening for transactions. And then you get your kind of like view of the ledger and everyone's doing that globally. So it's one way to collect transactions and then you can pull from an API, which is an application programming interface, pull info from the chain and use it in your different applications. So there hasn't been a super easy way, I guess, for an API to be spun up or a node to be spun up for use from developers. So Quicknode allows that. It's partially centralized. When you spin this up, you don't get your own node, but you do get access to Stacks nodes. And as it gets more burdened and scaled, they'll spin up more nodes to make sure it's working as it should. But now developers can use this service and pull information directly from the Stacks blockchain into their applications, which just makes it more resilient. One more option, you don't have to depend on something like the Hero API, which sometimes under big load will get bogged down. So that's cool. Another big, big one, Magic Protocol is now live on mainnet. So if you're not familiar with Magic, this is an open source, kind of like hidden team. I'm not even sure who's building it. They have like wizard Anon pictures on their Twitter profile, but it allows you to do atomic swaps between BTC and XBTC. So what that means is on Bitcoin main chain, you can use the Magic Protocol to send in Bitcoin proper, and then it will bridge over into XBTC, which is a wrapped asset that you can use inside Stacks. So it all happens trustlessly. It all happens on chain. The code is all open source, so you can build it as you wish. And this is a big unlock. The XBTC thing is interesting. I put out a call recently, like a month ago, about how stackers should be using XBTC more as a signaling mechanism. After some pushback, I largely agree that you don't really want to be using wrapped assets as your base currency. So it's good in some cases, but this Magic Protocol for now is being used from BTC to XBTC, which is a wrapped asset, but eventually there will be Bitcoin derivatives, just like they have RBTC on RSK or LBTC on Liquid. You're going to find something like that that's pretty decentralized on Stacks eventually. And this same protocol should be able to be used in that same fashion. So you can go from BTC to a safer, more non-custodial BTC derivative directly into Stacks. So imagine you could send from your Moon wallet directly some BTC into the Alex platform and start using that in different ways over there. So super big unlock. It's very early days. This is very exciting to see how this is going to play out over time. All right. And then last for Stacks, something I saw is the Hero wallet now supports Coinbase Pay directly in the wallet. So what that means is you can fund your Hero wallet with some Stacks directly from Coinbase. That's pretty exciting because obviously Coinbase is a huge player. They're making some big, big pushes to support, you know, things like the Tornado Cash sanctions. They're pushing back against some of the legal stuff that's been going on. So people say what they want about Coinbase and centralized exchanges. I think they exist in the spectrum. Coinbase is definitely one of the better ones. And this one's cool because right now you can buy Stacks, but rumor is native Bitcoin support is coming to Hero Wallet. Which is safe to say that in that same fashion, now that you have Coinbase Pay integration, you'll be able to buy Stacks or Bitcoin, and the Hero Wallet or Xverse can be your kind of bridge into Web3 with Bitcoin as the first class citizen. All right, so that's what I saw for Stacks. I'm going to jump into Lightning next, but first, a quick word from our sponsor.
We all know Bitcoin is for the innovators, the revolutionaries, and the builders looking to build a better world for themselves and for the next generation. We also know the saying, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is right now. The same thing applies to building on Bitcoin. If you want to come build with the most active developer community building new use cases for Bitcoin, then it's time you make the leap to learning Clarity. Clarity is the Stacks smart contract programming layer, which enables us to work on DeFi, smart contracts, and so much more, all built with the safety and security that comes with Bitcoin. Start today by going to start.stacks.org. Start.stacks.org has a five-step journey that will take you from complete Stacks novice to teaching you Clarity all the way to finding a job with a Web3 stack startup. Don't wait another month, year, or decade waiting to get involved in the Bitcoin ecosystem. Start building on Bitcoin today. Go to start.stacks.org to start learning and building today.
Thank you to the Stacks Foundation for sponsoring. Now let's jump into what I saw with Lightning, which I continue to be impressed. The main one, there's two updates that came from ZBD, so that's ZEBEDEE, and they are a Lightning gaming integrator. So what they do is they make it easy for someone like Ubisoft to integrate Lightning into their games and change the way that gamers can either get paid or what they announced and I saw today is they gave an example of some games that have inbuilt Lightning support at the game level, meaning, so you can imagine something like the Hunger Games where, you can sponsor, one of your tributes and send them food or rations, medical supplies, that kind of thing. In a game, it could be like that, where if enough people pay a Lightning invoice, let's say it's, 20,000 sats, an in-game action can actually be prompted. So you can have a monster appear or an airdrop happen, or if you're playing Call of Duty, they can get, whatever it is. So now you can actually not just watch Twitch and watch the gamer play. You can be a participant and actively change the experience through Lightning, because again, it's super low cost and super fast. So you can basically do it in real time, very, very easily using Bitcoin as its native asset. So like hearing the Hunger Games example just struck me how powerful that could be over time as this gets better. Think about you playing Mario Kart and someone can help you with a red shell, take out the person in front of you. Like, pay to play for gaming is, some people are purist about it and they are frustrated. I think it's just one extra dynamic to make the experience different. So I think it's pretty cool. And they also announced, same with the same company, ZBD, they have a partnership with something called Slice, which this is a browser extension that basically if they place ads on your browser and they'll pay you in Lightning to view that ad. So the nice thing is that it's not super intrusive. They have some kind of smart algorithm to where, for example, when I'm on Twitter and I have Slice on, it places the ad in line with other ads that would show. So like where Twitter will have like your trending and one will say like promoted, it will literally move the page. So it will put a slot in the middle. So it'll be like promoted, trending, Slice ad, trending. So it doesn't feel super intrusive. And just for browsing the web as you would, you can get paid in an asset that you want, not a BS loyalty points thing or USD that maybe you hit the $20 minimum in like 6 months. I don't think there's a withdrawal minimum and you get paid in sats. So pretty cool to see them innovating in this way. Not a big fan of ads, obviously, but I've had it on for the past 2 days and I don't even notice it's on. And I've made like 170 sats. So you can check out Slice on the Chrome Web Store. Check that out. All right, two more updates. Real quick because they're pretty small. But RSK, again, Sovereign is like the main player there. And they have this latest product called Zero, which is a zero interest loan that's backed by your BTC. And you can take out a stable coin in its place. Just hit a new all-time high TVL of 5 million in RBTC, which is RSK's Bitcoin derivative. So that's pretty cool to see. They're only a few months old, and it's still an invite-only beta. And it's getting some pretty good traction. So props to the Sovereign team. And then last, and maybe least, let's be real, is Blockstream's Liquid hit a blockchain height of 2 million. So that's a cool milestone. And they released an update for Blockstream Green, which is their web wallet, desktop wallet. It's their software wallet. And you can now use their hardware wallet to create two-factor authentication codes to secure the software wallet. So pretty cool as far as using their different tools to make it as secure as possible. Definitely will be using it myself, but yeah, So that's it. That's the updates for the week. This week in Bitcoin. Yeah. Love y'all. Tomorrow, I got a great episode with Brittany Laughlin coming out. She is the executive director at the Stacks Foundation. So check that one out if you want to hear about the origin story of Blockstack, what she found interesting about Bitcoin way back when she was at Union Square Ventures, which is a very early supporter of Bitcoin and believed in its thesis in a myriad of fashions. And yeah, so check that one out. That's it for this week. See you in the next episode. Peace.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin.
I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right here waiting.
I've been waiting now, I've been trying to figure out a way to make it out, cause I don't think about everything going wrong.